Good morning. I greet you in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This message is called Fear God. Never, never, never tell the unbeliever, everything is going to be okay, or you have nothing to be afraid of because God loves you. This is the message of the false prophets who say, peace, peace, when in fact there is no peace. Jeremiah 6:14. Isaiah 48:22 is very clear. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. The message for the unbeliever is be very much afraid. Terror beyond comprehension lies just ahead. Unending torment is awaiting. Your destination is the lake of fire, which is characterized by outer darkness and the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Revelation 20, verse 10 indicates that those cast into the lake of fire will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Eternal damnation is ever but a breath away for those without Christ. Sheer horror, night and day, should be their state until they get right with God through Jesus. Mankind, in hardened depravity, has no fear of God. They are cocky and arrogant in their defiance. But that is about to change. At the moment of death, they suddenly will be utterly consumed with terrors. And that unending terrors. Psalm 73:18 and 19 says, surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation. As in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. It was Jesus who said, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. In contrast to Jesus, we have a plethora of false teachers today who never mention the threat of hell. They present a God who is all love, not to be feared. This is not the God of the Bible. In Psalm 2, after describing the defiance of the world and the fact that the Son, that is Jesus, is one day going to break the nations with a rod of iron and dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel, the Psalm then concludes with this warning call. Psalm 2:10 through 12. Now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. In Philippi, a hostile mob tore the clothes off Paul and Silas, had them beaten with many stripes, and thrown into the jail. Paul and Silas responded by praying and singing hymns to God at midnight. God then responded with the jailhouse rock, quote-unquote the jailhouse rock. Acts 16:26 says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. That will get your attention. That will put the fear of God in you, at least it should. And it did for the Philippian jailer. The Philippian jailer ran in, fell down before them, trembling, saying to Paul and Silas, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They responded, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And the text says, they spoke the word of the Lord. Emphasis on Lord. They spoke the word of the Lord to him. Properly understood, saving faith involves the element of fear. The fear of God. In taking the gospel to the Gentiles, Peter made this observation. Acts 10:34 and 35. Then Peter opened his mouth. By the way, if you're going to say something, that's the best way to do it. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. By the way, the working righteousness is the fruit of truly fearing him. The issue is the nature of a true saving faith. It always involves a proper fear of God, or what we might call a reverence for God. It's a lordship issue that properly recognizes God for who he is as my Lord and my God. John 20:28. In salvation, there is what is seemingly a paradoxical experience. The song Amazing Grace so aptly states it, "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved." Both are true. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10. There is no biblical wisdom apart from the fear of God, and yet in salvation, a most wonderful reality takes place. Romans 5:1 says, "Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This changes everything. As believers, we no longer cower in abject terror before God. We no longer tremble like the demons do, James 2:19. Jesus now says to us, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14:27. We now have boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:19. We can now draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10:22. It's not that we no longer fear God. We do. However, now it is from a parental, quote, parental perspective that knows God as a loving Father. He is holy and revered, but at the same time, we know his love in Christ, which casts out fear. Psalm 130 verse 4 says, "There is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared." God's forgiveness enables us to lovingly reverence him for the holy and loving God that he is. This is all made possible through Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord and Savior, the Lord and Savior of all those who believe in him. So note the twin truths. We fear God, and in Christ our fears are relieved. For the true believer, both are true. Proverbs 14:27 says, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death." 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Praise God for his amazing grace. Indeed, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace today. And thank you, Lord, that in your grace you brought us to the proper place of fear, proper fear, where we reverence you for the holy God that you are. And yet we love you because you first loved us. We love you because of the Lord Jesus Christ, who in the greatest love of all laid down his life for us so that we might be forgiven and fear you, have our faith in you. Lord, I pray that as we continue on through this unusual time, as we're all kind of sequestered here, life is not quite as normal here, yet, Lord, you are God, and we reverence you, we fear you for who you are as our wonderful Lord and Savior. Bless our day. Use us for your glory now. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.